Authorities are focusing naturally on the areas worst hit by Hurricane Katrina, but hundreds of thousands of people who fled the storm are stuck far from home with nowhere to live, no jobs, no communities to return to. Many are camped out in hotels and motels across the South. Joshua Leves brings us the story of one displaced family that's staying in Atlanta, Georgia.
Selwyn and Chiquita Smith have lived in New Orleans their whole lives. They're in their early 30s and have three children, ages 14, 11, and 9. When they heard Hurricane Katrina was coming, the Smiths didn't want to flee, but they took the mandatory evacuation order seriously. On Sunday, they packed their children and a niece into their small 95 Acura.
And we couldn't really get everybody in there. I would have to leave somebody out. My mom out to stay with my grandmother, so... Because she's older, and it's like the worst mistake of our life to leave them.
Like thousands of others, they decided to come far east to avoid the storm and got off the highway in Atlanta. The Smiths ended up at a Comfort Inn just west of downtown. After the 750-mile trek, Chiquita spoke with her mother and grandmother by phone. Her mother described the pounding rains and massive winds and said they were trapped inside the attic.
She was crying when I was talking to her on the phone.
Chiquita can barely speak.
I don't know if they got rescued or nothing.
Sitting on the other bed in the hotel room is her 10-year-old niece, Trinetta LeCue. She says she never wants to go home.
I won't find my family. But I won't come back because they look pain. And I won't stay in no city to have dirty water and dead bodies floating.
The Smith family has no home to go back to. They've watched helplessly on TV to see their neighborhood and a new one that they were just about to move into destroyed. Selwyn Smith says they saved for years to buy a single-story shotgun house in the northern part of the city.
We just actually moved all our furniture and everything was sitting right in front of the door. It's like a long, long process that was coming to an end, and you know, now it's about to start all over again.
Selwyn says they have virtually nothing. They barely brought any clothes and have only enough money to last another week at the most.
Just, you know, bought stuff that we knew would last, you know, like bread and meat and the ice chest and, you know, just trying to stretch it. You know, we got to stretch it and save our money because everything counts right now.
There are hundreds of other Katrina refugees at this Comfort Inn. They're in the same predicament. Donations are coming in, and the hotel has reduced its rates. Still, it's unclear how long this can last. At home, Selwyn is a loan officer, and Chiquita is a hairdresser. Both of their businesses were wiped out. Selwyn may have to start looking for a job here.
Within the next 2 weeks, we have to do something or find work or something. It maybe have to be in this area until I can make some money to get out of the area, or closer to New Orleans or whatever.
But even with all the uncertainty, he says there's clarity about what matters most.
You know, even if we never made it back to New Orleans, if our family members are safe, you know, that's the only thing we worry about right now, really. That's the only thing we worry about.
The Smiths say all they can do now is take things one day at a time. They can't plan their futures, but hold out hope that they'll find their way. And everywhere they go, they carry a cell phone, desperately awaiting that call from home. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves in Atlanta.